CJWA, Steve Summer, 1110, Kate having you along. Credible Bee Gees, Stayin' Alive. Those guys have a track record like what? 10 years ago, people said they were peaking. 5 years ago, 2 years ago, and here they are. They aren't peaking yet.
Colt 45 beer. Colt 45 beer right here. Now you tell me, isn't it the very best beer that you've ever tasted?
There's a new pack at your beer store. The 18-pack from Colt 45. Why an 18-pack? Well, we spent a lot of time and effort trying to make Colt 45 a better beer. And we think it is. So why put it in just another pack? An 18-pack holds more beer than a 12, and it's easier to tote around than a 24. We think it's a better pack. Why not give it a try? You might think so, too.
Colt 45 beer. Colt 45 beer right here. Now you tell me, isn't it the very best beer that you've ever tasted? Colt 45 beer. Colt 45.
Here's the pride of joy of Montreal, Patsy Gallant from CJWA. Got a writing of your Wednesday morning coming up a little bit from CJWA. Two David Gates songs in a row from 1240 Radio. Now Jefferson Starship. You can count on me.
Precious love, I'll give to you.
Jefferson Starship. Good morning. It's 1118. I'm Steve Summer on CJWA on this beautiful day, and it's especially beautiful if you're going out for a drive or going out for a walk a little later on. Hey, it's going to be sunny all day. Cloudy periods overnight with lows about freezing to -3, becoming mainly sunny Thursday with highs 11 to 13. Outlook for Friday, it's going to be mainly sunny, and right now, believe it or not, it is 10 Celsius.
From a small town like Copper Mine to the big towns where the bright lights shine. In hometowns just like yours and mine, we're calling the commerce out. Great Lakes to the Yukon snow, across this land wherever you go, people say for when their work is through, at the bank that we're calling out.
You can save for your retirement and reduce your current taxable income at the same time with a Commerce Smart Retirement Savings Plan. Come ask about one at our bank. The Commerce will welcome you at more branches than any other bank in Canada.
We're millions of people across this land, and we're calling the Commerce ours.
Victor White Clothing pre-inventory sale. For 3 days only, this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, you can buy men's and teens jeans by Levi, Carhartt and Baron for $13.98, men's genuine leather casual shoes, regularly priced at $19.98, now just $9.99 during the pre-inventory sale. Buy ladies' dresses at assorted sizes and colors at half price. White's pre-inventory sale starts tomorrow.
I got a number for you this morning. It's 856-2327. You get your favorite song on the radio by calling that number from CJWA 1240 Radio.
All your life you've waited.
Second in a row from David Gates. He can really turn it on. Title song from the movie Goodbye Girl from CJWA. Good morning. This is Steve Summer. It's 11:25 on this Wednesday. NHL playoffs. Stanley Cup fever is building. The Canadiens beat Detroit 4-2 yesterday, and they won their series 4-1. In other games, it was the Islanders 3 and Toronto 2. That series is now 3-2 in favor of the Islanders. New York is looking pretty good in that series, and Philadelphia beat Buffalo 4-2, and the Flyers take the series at 4-1.
National Secretary's Week, April 23rd through the 29th. month. Think how your secretary will feel when you send flowers. Order floral gifts now from Broadway Flowers and Gift Shop, your FTD florist. Don't forget bouquets for all the efficient businesswomen who make work a little easier. Call Broadway Flowers and Gift Shop at 856-7274 or visit them at 56 Broadway Avenue. They can deliver flowers for Secretary's Week almost anywhere the FTD way. They really get around for you. Broadway Flowers and Gift Shop. Master Charge and Charge X accepted.
$1,000 a month sure is grand. You're winning big with a helping hand.
On May 6th, you could win $1,000, $500, or $250 a month for life in the Cash for Life lottery main draw. But you sure won't win unless you buy a ticket. And frankly, time is running out.
In the Cash for Life lottery.
Support the Ontario Association for the Mentally Retarded and win for life.
CJWA, I Can't Smile Without Doug Jones. It'll be in this afternoon at 2 o'clock from 1240 Radio. Here's Barry Manilow.
You know I can't smile without you.
Well, it's already 30 minutes past 11 o'clock in Northern Ontario's music station. Hi, I'm glad to have you along with me this morning. This is Steve Summer with Tony Orlando and Dawn on CJWA. Morning, beautiful.
Morning, beautiful. It's morning and you're beautiful. And beautiful hair, look outside.
Hey, your music is right here on CJWA. This song will wake you up this morning. Bruce Murray, a whole bunch of questions. Who, what, when, why? Ah, yes, from CJWA, Steve Summer. It's 11:36. I'm playing the best music for you on this Wednesday morning. Got a reminder here from your old buddy. Wawa Ladies Broom Ball Banquet is held on April 29th at the Union Hall. Supper from 7 to 8 and dance to follow. Music by the Downbeats. Awards will be presented to Wawa Ladies Broom Ball League and Wawa Mercantile Hockey League from 8 to 9. And for tickets, call 856-2485.
Driving into town, you know it can be found right here at home where you should be.
Remember the story of the fox and the grapes? When he realized he couldn't reach them, he said, "They're probably sour anyway." But suppose the fox had reached the grapes and they really were sour. Isn't that like reaching 140 or more miles away for a shopping center when, right here in Wawa, you know your stores, shops, and services? When you shop at home, you don't have to reach beyond Wawa for products you know and trust, for quality and variety you can depend on, for fair prices and discounts and genuine money-saving sales. Furthermore, it's a peculiar kind of economy that costs the price of time, traffic, and gasoline, going and returning those many miles, burning gas for what you can get a lot easier and handier right here in Wawa. Besides, the longer you reach, the shorter the service.
Well now, Shop Broadway Flowers, Domenski Furniture and Kerr Style Shop, all on Broadway Avenue. CJWA, you're the one that I want. From the movie Grease, this is John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John from 1240 Radio. I realize Olivia Newton-John hasn't had a hit since 1975, and she's teamed up with one of the hottest guys around, John Travolta. You're the one that I want from CJWA. Good morning. This is Steve Summer. It's 11:40, 20 minutes before noontime. Well, on the weather forecast, it's going to be sunny all day. It's looking really nice outside. Expect a few cloudy periods overnight, lows freezing to minus 3, becoming mainly sunny on Thursday with highs about 11 to 13 Celsius. Outlook for Friday, mainly sunny, and right now it is 8 Celsius.
If this is the year to buy a travel trailer, move up to a Prowler. Christie Camper Sales, 632 Great Northern Road, can show you how easy it is to own a 78 travel trailer. With several models to choose from, these Prowlers are carefully engineered to combine spacious elegance with convenient practicality. And that means a long list of standard features for built-in comfort and a host of available options. Come into Christie Camper Sales today and see why we say Prowler trailers are solid values for the great outdoors. That's Christie Camper Sales in the Sioux.
If you operate a business or farm, here's important news from the Government of Ontario. Create new jobs for Ontario's youth between May 1st and October 21st, and we'll give you $1.25 an hour toward their wages. It's the Ontario Youth Employment Program. For details, check our ad in Tuesday's Daily Papers. Information and application forms are available from the Ministry of the Treasury, Subsidies Branch, Queen's Park, Toronto. Or call 1-800-268-7192, toll free.
Colorado's own Cinderella's Firefall. And you are the woman from CJWA. Good morning, this is Steve Summer. It's 11:44. I'm in for Jack Locke this morning. Jack will be in tomorrow morning at 10. You could put money on that one. Hey, Jack just gave me a story not too long ago, and I thought I'd pass it on. Employees of four banks in Oklahoma City have learned that looks can be deceiving. Authorities say a man dressed as a Roman Catholic priest cashed $800 worth of money orders in the area last night. None of the bank tellers questioned the man, even after he told them that the money orders were signed by his wife. Did you catch that? You see, it took me a while, too. Roman Catholic priests, they don't marry.
Dollars, 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 new from Dominion Hardware Stores. Dollars, dollars, Dominion Hardware Dollars, cash bonus coupons from Dominion Hardware Stores.
Get that little bit extra that will make a big difference to me.
Dollars, dollars, Dominion Hardware Dollars, only at Dominion Hardware Stores.
From the products we carry to the people who serve you at Dominion Hardware, you can count on us. Friendly, knowledgeable people, always ready to help. Dependable, efficient service. Quality name brands, ones you know and trust. And that little bit extra, it'll make a big difference to you. Dominion Hardware Dollars.
Dollars, dollars, Dominion Hardware Dollars. Only at Dominion Hardware Stores.
The Bay is celebrating its 308th birthday this Thursday through Saturday with savings for you. Special items include, for touring or racing, men's 10-speed bicycles, $104. Wagon barbecues, $39.98. Shop the Bay starting tomorrow during their birthday sale.
For every season, you're our reason. It's you we're pleasing at the Bay. At the Bay.
This is the radio station to tune into for the World Hockey Championships this Sunday afternoon. Hear Team Canada in action starting at 3:30 from CJWA, your favorite radio station. Here's Peg, Steely Dan from LLP Asia.
And now, Garner Ted Armstrong.
When people talk about the potential for mass annihilation and human extinction, other great global terms that bring to mind the specter of nuclear holocaust today, they're usually thinking about all-out nuclear war, a nuclear Armageddon which would obliterate all humankind from the face of the earth. But many don't realize that nuclear weapons are only a part of man's mass annihilation arsenal. And even more terrifying, in the opinion of many military experts, are chemical and biological weapons, usually referred to as CBW. Would you believe that just one canister of some of the new high-potency nerve gases is estimated to be capable of annihilating some 1 billion people? A quarter of all of humankind. I'm going to say that again because I just do not believe that that is something that could get through to the average human mind. It's mind-boggling. Would you believe that one canister that you might hold in your hand of high-potency nerve gas is estimated to be capable of annihilating some 1 billion people, a quarter of all of mankind? That VX gas is so deadly that a pinhead drop in liquid form on your skin would kill you. There are gases today that can make lunatics out of whole metropolitan populations in a matter of minutes. Q fever is so deadly that less than 10 ounces, if properly dispersed, could kill all of humanity. Now, the terrifying nature of CBW, as it's called, has prompted international efforts to prevent their use. The 1925 Geneva Protocol prohibiting the first use of CBW in war has been ratified by over 100 countries, including the United States and the Soviet Union. The 1972 Biological Weapons Convention, which goes farther than the Geneva Protocol by banning not only the first use of bacteriological weapons, but their production and stockpiling as well, also has more than 100 signatories, more than 40 of which, including the Soviet Union and the United States, have now formally ratified it. Presumably, all nations adhering to the Biological Weapons Pact have completely destroyed all of their stocks of such weapons. This is, however, not necessarily reliable, and there is no guaranteed proof of compliance. As one military analyst says, implementation of the pact will be unverifiable until the next war. But by then, of course, it's all too late. U.S. intelligence sources say the Soviet Union may have up to 6 plants capable of producing and storing biological weapons, all built since the Kremlin signed the 1972 treaty. Moreover, left uncovered by the two treaties is the development, production, and stockpiling of chemical weapons, which could legally be used in a second or third strike if another signatory to the Geneva Protocol broke faith and used them first. Consequently, the United States reportedly has an estimated 50 million pounds of what they call deterrent chemical warfare stocks and is pushing ahead with controversial plans to develop a dazzling new generation of sophisticated nerve gas weapons called binaries. Negotiations are underway in Geneva toward complete chemical disarmament, but rapid progress is not expected. And even if agreements are reached, they will give little cause for any peace of mind because, again, how do you prove compliance? You can read about the future of mankind and whether or not mankind has any future he can hope for by writing for the free booklet, War, the Red Horse. It's an in-depth look at the subject of modern warfare and how world peace will finally be achieved. Once and for all. You can write to me, Garner Ted Armstrong, Post Office Box 44, Vancouver, B.C. That's Garner Ted Armstrong, Post Office Box 44, Vancouver, B.C. Until next time, Garner Ted Armstrong saying goodbye, friends.
The preceding commentary was sponsored by Garner Ted Armstrong Productions.
Well, a very special good morning to you. This is Steve Silver playing your music at CJWA. Well, it is 11:54, going to be cloudy tonight. But sunny all day today. Becoming mainly sunny on Thursday with highs 11 to 13. Right now it's an incredible 10 Celsius. CJWA, it's 11:57. It's a beautiful day for a drive, but don't go too fast. You wouldn't want to catch a speeding ticket today.
When I wake up,
CJWA, the 12 o'clock news is brought to you by the Hudson Bay Store. Here's Fred Zimmerman.
Prince Edward Island's 74,000 eligible voters are heading for the polls today in a provincial election that's expected to be a close race between the Liberals and the Conservatives. Premier Alex Campbell is looking for an unprecedented fourth victory for his Liberals. However, Conservatives in the province expect to substantially increase their number of seats in the legislature. Standing in the legislature at dissolution in March was Liberals 24 and the Conservatives 8. Prince Edward Island, you Democrats, have never won a seat in the legislature. This election, they fielded 5 candidates who campaigned for election expenses legislation and against political favoritism in government hiring. The early voter turnout is reported good, with some areas reporting an unusually heavy flow of voters as the polls opened. Skies across the island are mainly overcast, with drizzle and light rain reported in some areas. The House of Commons resumes sitting today, but it remains to be seen how much work it will get done. Most MPs had expected to be out on the election campaign trail by now, even though Prime Minister Trudeau has said there's still work for them to do. Progressive Conservative House Leader Walter Baker has joined other election speculators predicting a call to the polls this summer, with July 10th as the most likely date. New Democrat MP Lauren Nystrom said he'd be flabbergasted if Trudeau waits until fall for an election. Nystrom said tempers are short now, not only on Parliament Hill, but across the country. A former MP who has served both the Liberal and Conservative parties said he'll decide within a week whether to contest the Tory nomination in a Toronto riding. Paul Hellyer says he was approached by the Riding Association of Don Valley West, a constituency held by Conservative Jim Gillies. However, Gillies announced earlier this month that he would not be a candidate in the next election. Hellyer said he wants to have a reasonable chance of winning before he accepts an offer to run. The president of Atomic Energy of Canada Limited denies there was a conflict of interest when he accepted a free trip last week from the Argentine government. Ross Campbell was on the inaugural flight by the state airline to Buenos Aires from Montreal. With Campbell were Argentina's Canadian ambassador and MPs Elmer McKay and Joe Flynn. McKay's wife and Senate Speaker Renaud Lapointe also went along. Canada is in the midst of negotiations with Argentina for the sale of a second CANDU nuclear reactor to the South American country. AECL lost $180 million in the earlier sale. In a telephone interview from Ottawa yesterday, AECL President Campbell said it was pure coincidence that he took the free trip and that his business in Argentina last week had nothing to do with the CANDU negotiations. The United States Supreme Court refused today to review Patricia Hearst's 1976 bank robbery conviction. The young newspaper heiress, free for the past 2 years on a $1 million bond, may soon have to go to prison. The justices rejected Ms. Hearst's appeal with no explanation. Three Italian newspapers received a message today, reported to be from the kidnappers of Aldo Moro. In the message, the Red Brigades demand the release of 13 jailed terrorists in return for the life of the former Italian premier. The message received today is the first communication since last Thursday. It names the people the brigade wants released and says Moro will be killed if a deal is not made. The founder of the Red Brigades, Renato Cursoia, also is on the list of prisoners for whom freedom is being sought. The latest deadline for negotiations on Moro's release passed on Saturday with no action from the government. The United States Federal Aviation Administration officials will sift through the wreckage of a twin-engine plane in Arlington, Indiana today. The plane crashed in a muddy field late last night, killing all nine people on board. Seven were top officials of the United States Auto Club on their way to Indianapolis to prepare for the Indy 500. A USAC doctor and the plane's pilot also died. Police say tornado warnings were posted in several areas of the state last night, but it was calm in the Arlington area. The cause of the crash has not been determined. That's the news. We'll have the weather in just a moment.
Thinking of new furniture for your home? Then be sure to stop by The Bay. There's a great selection of popular furniture styles that will bring comfort and excitement to your home. And when you're looking for new appliances, then watch for the Bay Crest label. You'll find it at The Bay.
For every season, you're our reason. It's you we're pleasing at the Bay. At the Bay.
Algoma Region's weather, cloudy periods overnight, sunny all day. Lows freezing to minus 3 tonight, becoming mainly sunny Thursday with highs 11 to 13. Outlook for Friday, mainly sunny currently. It is 11 Celsius at CJWA.
Shop and save on these food specials this Thursday through Saturday at Mike's. Del Monte Fancy Tomato Juice, 48 fluid ounce tin, 59 cents. Five Roses All-Purpose Flour, 22 pound bag, 3.49. Catelli Ready Cut Macaroni and Spaghetti, 2 pound package, 68 cents. That's at Mike's Food Store on Mission Road, starting tomorrow.
At Mike's Food Store's values in the bag.
It is 5 minutes past 12 o'clock in Northern Ontario's music station, CJWA. Hi, this is Steve Summer with Gladys Knight and the Pips from 1974. You're the best thing that ever happened to me. Gladys Knight and the Pips, a beautiful type song on a beautiful type afternoon. This is Steve Summer. It's 12:09. How's your noontime? In baseball this afternoon, listen, the Blue Jays are in Kansas City. Watch my lips now. The Blue Jays are in Kansas City, and the St. Louis Cardinals are in Montreal. And listen, I've got the Square 3 album pick of the week coming up right away from CJWA.
Tornado. Tornado. Canadian Tires, big white-letter tires, wide and low for better control.
Who'd put skinny tires on a muscle car?
No one. Not when you can get radial or bias belted Tornadoes at a Canadian Tire price that makes them great value.
What's price got to do with big tires like that?
When you invest in white-lettered tires, you want the best deal you can get. So see how you can save with Tornadoes at Canadian Tire.
Safe driving is more than just obeying traffic law. It also means keeping your car in good repair, the body as well as the engine. Let the experts at Lyman's Motors give your car that much-needed tune-up using modern diagnostic equipment. Lyman's Motors also reminds you that they have towing service 24 hours a day. Just call Lyman's Motors at 2394. That's 856-2394 for prompt aid. Lyman's Motors on Government Road here in Wawa.
CJWA, and the Square 3 album pick of the week, Paul McCartney and Wings' brand new LP, London Town. And this is With a Little Luck.